Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's June 15, 2022. I'm Benjamin Bernstein. As we do every 2 months, it's time for shamanic breathwork, where we get intense and we do some powerful healing work and we bring up some good, strong hucha and shadow work and work through it in the early part of the mix. And then later in the mix, we're all clean and we can move up into the higher celestial realms. And who knows what else will happen. It's always spontaneous. It's always good. So, what I'm going to do here is just briefly cover the guidelines. I'll do this in less than 10 minutes, leave plenty of time for our 1 hour mix. And hopefully, if you haven't already read the instructions, if you're on the live call, you definitely should have read the instructions by now. If you're on a recording, then I recommend reading those, but I will give you the most essential stuff verbal here just to be safe, because no one's ever been injured doing this, but it's real intense, deep work, and I really want you to be in a safe container. So here's the stuff I think it's really important to know. For those on the live call, after this intro and we start the mix, it's going to run for an hour, and I'll be available by text. So, and you can call if you're really in a bad way or whatever. So the number is 828-338-9852 if you're live. Again, 828-338-9852. That number is in the instructions also that I linked you to. Text or call if you're on the live call and you're having a challenge. If you're on the recording, obviously not applicable. But as I'll explain to you, it's probably not necessary to do that. You would only do that if you're an extreme, I just got to talk to Benjamin right now kind of thing. However, what shamanic breathwork is, it's a powerful healing process, reconnecting with your own inner healer. Old wounds, dysfunctional patterns are released and transformed. You can regain lost soul parts. Remember the magic of who you truly are. This empowerment brings wholeness and healing for you and others. This is indirectly in the lineage of Stanislav Grof and holotropic breathwork through Jacqueline Small and then Linda Starwolf, who created shamanic breathwork specifically. I am certified as a shamanic breathwork facilitator by her organization, the Venus Rising Association for Transformation. Back to you. You can breathe with your eyes closed. I recommend that. If you want to block light somehow, that's a good idea if you're not in a totally dark room. The music will start rhythmic and intense in the early parts. It works systematically from root chakra up to crown. And even if you don't enjoy it, the music is doing its job, hopefully, if I've do my best to create good mixes. And even if you're not having a good time, hopefully you're having something that's helpful in the end, something cathartic and helpful in the end. Not fun to work through, perhaps, but the reward is like worth it. So deep, steady breathing will get you through any challenges. You will be able to handle anything that comes up. Your inner wisdom will only bring up what you're ready for. All kinds of heavy stuff can be brought up and cleared. You might be in this reality, other realities. You might encounter shamanic allies like power animals, divine beings, cosmic bliss. Things may shapeshift and transform. That's all standard stuff in this kind of work. In the physical world, while you're doing this, you can lay, sit, stand, or dance. I recommend start by laying down. You can scream, shout, laugh, cry, remain silent. Whatever you're called to do, you can do it as long as you stay safe. That's the key thing. Don't do something that gets you in danger physically, okay? The breath is deep and rhythmic. You'll feel the lower belly. There is no pause between exhalation and inhalation while you're doing the specific breathwork breath. Any nose or mouth combo in and out is fine. I like to just go through the mouth in and out. It moves more air and moves me into state more quickly, but do what feels good to you. And this facilitates you into the easy transition to altered states and shamanic journeys. What we say is breathe until you're surprised. And I cannot emphasize this strongly enough every time. Once you're in the journey, don't worry about the breath. The breath is to get you to the altered state. Once you're in a journey or things are obviously happening, you can just chill, let the breath do whatever it wants. Not a big deal. As long as you're in the journey and your process, it's happening, then the breath got you there. It ran its job. You can just, breath can do what it wants. Once you move out of the altered state and you're in more mundane everyday reality again, thinking about your shopping list or whatever, that's the time to start the breath again. So you rekindle the intense focused breathing for as long as it takes to get back into the altered state. Then you can chill out again. Don't worry about the breath. Use the breath to return you to altered states. You might go in and out of several journeys during the course of this hour. The breath is like an accelerator pedal. If you breathe faster and deeper, it'll probably take you into a more intense, powerful altered state. If you're deeper than you want to go, slow the breath down or don't breathe quite so deep. It's like an accelerator pedal. And there's not a break per se, but just less intense breathing just slows you down. The car will decelerate, so to speak. Let's go ahead and practice that breath for 30 seconds. It always delights me how altered you can get just in 30 seconds of the breath work breath, even with no music. So I'm going to set my little timer for 30 seconds. Hang on a second while I do that. Okay, so before I start the timer for 30 seconds, I'm just going to show you how this works. And I'll breathe real loud and exaggerated so you can tell what I'm doing. So the breath work breath at a high speed would be like. It goes all through the mouth is how I like to do it. Every time I inhale, I'm going deep into my belly. A forceful, strong exhalation. This is a very strong, masculine kind of breath. Again, you can breathe as fast or as deep as you wish. Even that little bit got me a little lightheaded there. And also, just to clarify, this is not hyperventilation. Hyperventilation is more like like a dog panting. That's not helpful. That doesn't oxygenate you. It won't put you in an altered state. It'll just, you know, deprive you of oxygen, okay? What you want to do is every inhalation is deep. You're taking a full breath, as much air as you can bring into your body, deep into your belly, and then you exhale it quickly and back in. So it's, rather than hyperventilation, it's, I don't know what the opposite of that would be, but the kind of oxygenation, we're all full of air. I think I wrote it down here, but I can't remember the word. So let's practice that for just 30 seconds. So I'm going to start the timer and just breathe deep and strong with me for that long starting. Oh, before we do it, just take a sec, feel where you're at now. What consciousness are you holding? Just be aware of that. Now, let's do the breath for 30 seconds starting now. There it is. Okay, so just take a second. See how you feel different. I feel like I'm drunk. Which one of these 30 seconds of breathing? It's powerful, okay? So again, that's how potently you can be altering with breath just with that. And once the music gets in there, it really goes to town. Okay? Ali is asking, I'll be using Beats headphones, but have my laptop playing as well. Is that advisable? I'll get to that in a moment, Ali. That's in my instructions. Thanks for asking. If I haven't answered your question, I'll ask for questions at the end of the description. Okay. So bathroom, go if you need to, and don't stop the music. We're all synced up here, and on those of us on the live call, we need to be back here about an hour after the music starts so we can do our wrap up and integration. If you want to do some kind of mandala, some kind of artwork or other integration process after the call closes, feel free to do that. That's done in the shamanic breathwork practice, but I don't want to, you know, be on a Zoom call for 15 minutes waiting for people to draw stuff. So if that helps you integrate, do that. As you may already know, on the live call, I asked that you download the music mix in advance. I did change the mix this morning. If you didn't download the different mix, it's okay. The other mix will work. I just am happier with some of the tracks on the newer mix that I revised this morning. I will also stream the live music over Zoom. However, that's risky, and the music in the past has interrupted. I might have to start and restart. It might not time out perfectly. So basically, and you know, you're just going to get, if the music there on your local drive, it's dependable. It's not going to glitch over the internet. It's just better, higher fidelity, etc. But if you haven't downloaded and taking it over Zoom is the only way to do it, that's fine. Regarding Ali's question, what I recommend is if you have downloaded your music locally, then if the music is on the same laptop as your Zoom call, you might want to just exit Zoom and do your mix. And then once you're done with the mix, get back on the Zoom call. But the idea is you don't want, if you're playing your music locally, you don't also want the Zoom audio playing. They're not going to be in perfect sync. It's going to sound weird to have two music mixes slightly out of sync. So just if you have your local mix, if it's not on the same computer as, you know, this call or the same device, then it's fine. Just mute the device where the Zoom call is that I'm on right now and just do your mix separately and then unmute the call that we're on live after the mix is over. I hope that's clear. That is not to have both mixes playing at the same time. Let's see what else. And again, turn the volume up as loud as you can without hurting your ears. And I recommend it again, if you've got a setup with a good bass, having the whole body being literally vibrated by the sound obviously gives you a more profound cathartic experience. Headphones will work if you have to. If you can't, you know, as other people, you can't disturb with the music, whatever, do what you got to do. You can have a good experience with headphones, but the optimal is just like with massive subwoofer and the music literally shaking your body. So do the best you can. Food, obviously, hopefully you won't have eaten too much before this. The deep breathing can upset your tummy a little bit if there's a bunch of food in it. I recommend you be sober, not under the influence of a psychoactive substance. Anything we share afterward on the call is confidential. Please don't share anyone else's experience with anyone else. Be aware if you're on the live call that the entire thing will be put in the membership, so anyone in the membership can hear whatever you say after this. I also am going to ask you to commit to stay for the whole thing, whether you're live or on the recording, so that you not only do the mix, but you stay for the integration afterward. Now, if you're on the archive and you're doing this same mix for more than once, after that, you don't have to listen to the integration afterward if you don't want to. But it's good to get a nice integrated energy the first time. I do strongly recommend that. Also, whether you're live or on the recording, and let's say you're probably through the mix and you're getting a lot of stuff sort of, I want to exit the process. You have free will and can do what you want. I recommend you stay because it is much better to stay with the process, work through whatever is coming up that's disturbing you, because the sacred container that we create with this will do a better job of clearing it than you on your own, most likely. So strongly recommend that you stay with your process, even if it gets a little challenging, because you're in the container here that will support you. Okay. And we will, by the way, call the allies. Normally I would have done that already, but we'll do that after this explanation. Okay. What else? If you want to have a sitter, a person with you who's holding space for you during the breath work, that's fine. It's not mandatory. Some people use them, some don't. Just have agreement between you and the sitter about what they are and are not allowed to do, whether they should just do what they feel called to do or ask you permission first. Just whatever agreement you have is fine with your sitter. Lighting, a dim or dark room is best. I recommend being on a pallet on the floor instead of on a bed if possible. Some people get real active and roll around, and I don't know what you're rolling out of a bed and hurting yourself falling to the floor. Loose, comfortable clothing in layers is great. It's good to have water nearby, a notepad with a pen or pencil, other optional items I listed. And the release form at the end, which you are implicitly agreeing to by doing this, says I'm not responsible if you get hurt or injured or killed. Again, unlikely, but you know, legally I have to protect myself. So just know that you do this at your own risk. Again, I've never had anyone get injured or killed doing this, so the odds are pretty slim, but you know, I gotta say that. So that's pretty much it. Let me ask for any questions before we do our formal container setting and then move into the actual process. So I believe, let me just enable, okay. So those who are on the live call, you can now unmute yourselves and speak, or you can type in the chat window, whatever you feel like doing. So anyone have any questions? If so, please speak right up so we can address them. Okay, no questions. Alrighty, I'm going to call the container. If you have a question come up While I'm doing that, please put it in the chat. I'll check that again before we start the mix. I'm now going to disable unmuting so only I can speak now. All right. Alrighty. So I invite you now to close your eyes. I'm going to set up the sacred container with the allies, and then we'll do our mix. As I do this, as always, I invite you to relax, just be passive, and just feel the energy moving through you. If you don't feel that, just feel your breath come and go. Otherwise, just I recommend staying passive. It'll enable the energy to come into you most easily. And as a final reminder, we only work with high vibration, benevolent intent allies in our work. Mamakia Wirakocha Enti Kuichi. I am that I am. I call on my own embodied awakening, my own unconditional love and Christ consciousness, my own service to other fourth density or higher consciousness. For all of us, we call in Spirit Song's higher self, Amma the Hugging Saint, Ayahuasca, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in Service to the Infinite Creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Saima. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Guardian Angel, Agpu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Grandfather Mountain, Apu Mount Mitchell. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear, Fox, Falcon, Deer, Hedgehog. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good, please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, if anyone has any additional allies they'd like to bring in, whether you're live or on the recording, I'll leave a moment for you to do that. No one else on the call will hear you, so it doesn't matter whether you do it silently or out loud, whatever works for you. We'll leave a moment for additional allies. Just a moment longer for those additional allies. Beautiful. Thank you very much. Feels great. Okay, now if you would like to set an intention for this breathwork, in a moment you'll have a moment to do that. Again, the nature of the work is an intention is not actually required, because what needs to come up next in line will come up on its own. However, it is perfectly fine to set an intention as long as you don't get attached to it once you start. So it's fine to set intention going into ceremony, but once the ceremony has begun, relax and just let things unfold as they will. It tends to work best. So I'll leave just a moment for you to, you know, again, no one can hear you on the call, so out loud or silently, if you wish to create a specific intention for this work, please do that now. Okay. All right, so no one has typed any additional questions in the chat. Here we go. So 3, 2, 1.
Of eternity. Sikumaya. can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Nothing you can make that can't be made. No one you can save that can't be saved. Nothing you can do, but you can learn how to be you in time.
So let me allow unmuting and see if anyone has questions or comments. Or okay, so you're welcome now if you're on the live call to unmute yourself. And a phone, that's star six. On the web, that's just click the mic icon and remove the red stripe. And would love any questions or comments that anyone may have so we can integrate our work. Deanna, hi.
Hi, Benjamin. That was interesting, as it always is. I struggled to disconnect my brain, but I didn't want to do the breathing. So I started doing the breathing, decided, nope, too hard to work, not going to do it. Stop doing the breathing. So I never really left and went off into a journey, but my body was processing. I could feel I ended up on the floor and doing yoga poses, but with lots of movement. And so get one position and then rock gently. So I could tell I was moving something through.
Good.
But my brain couldn't disconnect from my, I became POA of my father, and then we're navigating the dementia road now. Today was just a really big day, and then during this he called, and I thought, I'm not sure if I can do this. So as my body's processing something, I can feel it going through the different chakras and I can feel things releasing. I think, you know, I don't know how am I going to be able to navigate what I need to do with him, plus do my calls here, plus the language class I'm in. And then the song, All You Need Is Love, comes on. And I'm like, all right, I got this. So I think it was exactly what I needed.
Yay.
And it, I don't even know if I have the words to describe it. Mm. So thank you, I think. I felt it process and I feel like I got the message that I needed to get. So whatever we processed, and the rest of it is just all you need is love.
Mm. All right. Thank you for that beautiful feedback.
Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Patricia typed, that was really nice. Thanks for that feedback, Patricia. And Ali is typing, to Deanna, oh, sweetheart, I'm sorry I have walked your walk. My heart and prayers are with you and your father with the dementia journey. Patricia is asking about closing the container. Good point. So let's do that so that anyone who wants to exit. Actually, forgive me. No, the container in this event closes after we finish the feedback because that happens within the container. So again, if someone needs to leave now, you can ask the allies to ease you out. But again, I do recommend staying till the end of the sharing. This doesn't typically take a long time, usually, so shouldn't be too arduous. Ali typed, all you need is love brought me to tears. Perfect song. And Deanna says, thank you, Ali. It is new for us and we found placement today. So now all we need is love. And Ali says, no forgiveness needed. Beautiful dialogue with you guys. Let me just throw in here. I began experiencing some mild cognitive issues last year. And as some of you know, I discovered the work of Dale Bredesen, MD, who wrote a book called The End of Alzheimer's and has written a couple of books on that theme since then. And he discovered that with significant dietary and lifestyle changes, you can actually reverse Alzheimer's disease. And I've done it myself. I was just in the very, very beginning challenge moment. And I'm doing much more clear. And by doing a whole bunch of things at once, I'm doing really well. It's probably a lifestyle I'm going to have to maintain for the rest of my life. But I'm happy to do it. It actually has got me in far more vibrant health than I've ever been before. But as long as you're not too deep down the rabbit hole, you know, dementia can be reversed. It's not an inevitable decline as we always thought it was. So if you're not familiar with Bredesen's work, Bredesen, or just go find the book The End of Alzheimer's and the books he's written since then, it can be very edifying, and it's working for me at least. So just a thought for any of you all who are yourselves or have a family member involved in that. Just be aware too, if you have a family member with dementia, it greatly increases the odds that you might get it. So definitely something to be mindful of if someone in your family has such symptoms. Ali says, amen, prayers to you. Also, great book. I guess she's read The End of Alzheimer's. Yeah, good stuff. And Deanna says, thanks for sharing. Her grandfather had it as well. Yeah, so definitely. And the other thing about dementia, from what they understand, you know, it begins developing like decades, often 20 years before symptoms even begin to show. It's creeping in your body and doing things behind the scenes. So it's never too early to start a diet and lifestyle that really optimizes brain health. And he really gets into his dietary protocols for what he recommends there. So anyhow, not the place to get into the weeds on that now, but just dive into that if you're interested. It's very powerful stuff. Okay, so beautiful a dialogue around all that. Anyone else have any feedback or questions? Ali, hi.
Hi, Benjamin. I figured I'd stop typing and just make my voice present.
Yeah, thank you. Your voice is welcome.
Yeah, thank you for this. This has been really interesting. I've never done anything like this before. I've always wanted to do from the recordings, but I always felt like I wanted to have you guide us through and hold my hand. Right. And just to clarify, so So you're supposed to just, so I know that from the next time, right? So you're supposed to do the deep breathing, as you mentioned, and is that supposed to, you're supposed to maintain that throughout the entire music recording, is that correct?
No, again, I tried to be really explicit about that. Everyone seems to misunderstand that. You use the dedicated breathing until you begin a journey of some kind, until you're in an altar.
Oh, I see.
Then you don't need to worry about the breath at all.
Okay, so I just wanted to make sure, because I was getting really tired. I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm really out of shape. I can't do this breath work. But yeah, at some point, and obviously with the way the music would change the cadence of my breathing, which was beautiful. I love that. I love some soundtrack music in there that I recognize. It was just put me in the space of some kind of a journey. But yeah, as the music slowed down, I just kind of felt like it was okay for me to lay down. And then I just thought, you know what, maybe spirit just wants me to lay still so that something can come through. Right. And when I finally realized that, I honestly just, I don't think it's my imagination, right? I mean, I honestly felt like I was looking at the stars in the sky. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's something that is typical. This is the first time with any kind of experience like this. So I don't know if that's true, but you know, I know that when you know, I see colors when we meditate. But this time I honestly just, it was like really still, like a still night, and I could see stars, and I thought, well, maybe just my mask is on too tight, but no, I could clearly see like the outline of planets. So I don't know if that was the tiny glimpse that I got, but it was still pretty powerful. So just thought I would share that.
Yeah. Once you get into the inner journeys, you can see anything, any kind of visual is possible. Any kind of altered experience is possible. It's all, you know, everything that can be experienced in the physical world and much more is available in the inner world. So you were seeing the stars of the dimension you were in, is what I would guess.
All right. Well, yeah. The music was perfect, and thank you. And I'm so happy that you are making lifestyle changes for cognitive. That's one of my fears, one of my worries. And I've been getting my hands on every type of book that I can. And lifestyle change is really amazing what we can do, right?
Yeah, it is.
My heart goes out to anybody who's going through that. I've been on that end, and my dad's no longer suffering from any of those things. He's at peace, right? So I wish you all strength and comfort who are going through, that kind of journey.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that information, Benjamin.
You're welcome. Thank you for your deep sharing as well, Ali.
And I do hope that Spirit Song is doing better.
She is. She is just stunned at how quickly. I mean, she has she had the outbreak. The word isn't even coming to my mind, what she has. It's
the shingles.
Shingles, yeah. I mean, she had it, you know, years ago, and it hung around for like 3 months. Those sores and rashes were open on her skin for weeks at a time, and they came out on her chest, and they started healing within like days, and now they're all healing up. And
that's wonderful.
Cross your fingers. It looks like she's going to wrap up in a fraction of the time the whole process that really laid her down low, you know, 12 years ago in a much more severe way.
Oh, well, God bless her. We'll keep her in our prayers. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I know a lot of people are praying for her. I know a lot of you guys are doing that. So, we know it's all making a difference. The power of prayer is just incredible. So,
it really does. It really is. God bless you too. Thank you.
God bless you all. Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks for your beautiful sharing, Ali. Anyone else have any questions or comments? All right, last call for questions or comments around the breath work. All right, we'll close the container. I invite you all just to relax and close your eyes while I close the container. Pachamama, Mama Kia, we're a coach in tea. Thank you, allies, for holding space for this beautiful breath work. So grateful to you all. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this, live or on the recording, please remain with them for as long as it serves our highest good. I ask that you remain with me always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you so much. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate, and to whom? The container is closed. So anyone who is feeling done, you can go. But last call, because everyone had a question or comment come up while I was doing all that. Any just right here at the end stuff. All right. We are complete then. Thank you all so much for being part of this breathwork. And super grateful for all of you. Many, many blessings. And we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.